NP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Inflation eased in May for a second straight month. Core prices up 0.2% from April and 3.4% from a year earlier. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the Fed's leaving interest rates where they are for now and
don't look for more than one cut this year to the Federal Reserve's benchmark interest rate. The Fed had predicted it would cut the rate from a two-decade high three times this year. Now it expects just one cut. While the government reported inflation eased in May for a second straight month,
we welcome today's reading and hope for more like that.
Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed needs more.
We'll need to see more good data to bolster our confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Powell says inflation has eased considerably from its peak 2 years ago, but remains too high, and the central bank has kept rates high to fight it. The economy's kept growing despite that, but
ultimately, we think rates will have to come down to continue to support that. But so far, they haven't had to.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. The president has arrived in Italy for a summit of G7 leaders. He and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a bilateral security agreement tomorrow. Meanwhile, the AP's learned negotiators have reached agreement on how to provide Ukraine with up to $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. In the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says some changes to a Gaza ceasefire deal proposed by Hamas are workable and some are not.
We are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal because we know it's in the interests of Israelis, Palestinians, the region, indeed, the entire world.
This is AP News. Graduation day in Newtown, Connecticut for students who survived the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
The first grade class at Sandy Hook Elementary forever changed by a school massacre that took the lives of 20 students and 6 educators. Now the survivors are graduating, and it's bittersweet for so many, says 17-year-old Ella Seaver, who was in a classroom down the hall from the shootings.
The what-ifs kind of spoil a lot of precious moments. You know, just because you always remember that they're not there.
Especially on the day they graduate high school.
What if they were able to walk the stage with me?
Seaver and others have been active in anti-gun violence efforts, which they say they will continue as they enter college and beyond, saying they want to prevent shootings from happening through gun control and other measures. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.